The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of Entrepreneur Effect. And today, as our guests, we have two very interesting and fun individuals, both of whom are friends of the show. Imran Sadiq, who's been in the internet marketing industry and foreign exchange for quite a lot of time and is extraordinarily successful. And Sandra Arnson, who is very experienced in working with autistic children. And you're probably wondering, now that's a very different group of guests than we usually have. And you're right, this is going to be an interesting show because you're going to learn some very, very interesting and fun things. So welcome, Imran. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's start off by getting sort of each of your respective backgrounds. So Imran, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started? Now, I know your story. I know you're a qualified attorney, and you actually worked in a law firm for a little while. So tell us how you decided to go into internet marketing and affiliate marketing from being a lawyer. Those seem like two professions that are not very close together at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of started as what they call in the UK a solicitor, and did my training for almost 3 years. Always had an eye on being an entrepreneur down the line. Kind of wanted to gain some experience in the legal profession, give myself like a solid professional background, and then take the plunge into, you know, something exciting, something interesting, something where I could kind of work for myself and kind of kill the 9-to-5, so to speak. But I was actually forced into it slightly because at the time that I qualified, it was the height of the recession. And really, to cut a long story short, there was very, very little work going, and I was kind of made redundant within almost 6 months of qualification. So I was kind of forced into looking at things that I'd explored a little earlier. And I was also very fortunate as well because basically, like a good friend of mine, a couple of good friends of mine had already kind of discovered the crazy, wacky world of internet marketing. One of them also happened to have been at the same university that I was at and studied the same degree as well. So, you know, it was something that I already had an insight into. And these guys had kind of developed something online and created a little bit of a network here in Manchester, in England, which is where I'm based. So, you know, I kind of like spoke to them, found out quite a bit about what internet marketing actually involves. And, you know, I already had a good idea of what it takes to really want to kind of succeed when you're working for yourself and trying to create a business. And, you know, it was actually something that I started working on towards the end of my training. As a lawyer, I had an eye on it, and I wanted to do it a little bit on a part-time basis whilst I was still actually working. So maybe that was one of the reasons why I got booted out, actually. but yeah, so it was something that was in a way forced on me, but something that I always really wanted to do. And, you know, it was quite a dramatic turnaround for me because, you know, there was literally in the space of weeks, like there was 1 week where I was actually queuing up outside you know, an unemployment benefits center on a Friday. And then a couple of months later, I was launching my first online product, you know, something I had worked on a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a very huge change in of environment for me. You know, all of a sudden, the alarm clock wasn't set for 6:30 in the morning. And, you know, I found myself waking up with, you know, just trying to create this new thing for myself. And it was a little bit scary and daunting at first, particularly with, you know, all the obligations that you have when you work, and the fact that, you know, you need to pay the bills. So I needed success quite quickly. And, you know, fortunately, that's what happened.
Wow, that's interesting. And so you've never looked back since then, and you've gone on from strength to strength. You've built quite an impressive business empire, and now you're branching out into other areas into other product areas and other niches. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But let's go to Sandra. So Sandra, you're a therapist. You've qualified, and you went to Harvard, and you work with autistic children. Tell us a little bit about how you started and how you got to where you are today.
Okay, well, this is how I started many years ago when I was at UCLA. I knew I wanted to go to graduate school. And in order to go to any decent graduate school, you need to have at least 1 year of solid research and 1 year of solid internship. So I called the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Institute, and I told them that I was ready to volunteer my services for a year. And they called me in, and they didn't tell me what it was for or anything like that. So I went in completely blind. And then once I got there, they said that they have a program working with children with autism. And I went upstairs, and I observed the therapist working with the children. And I always loved working with kids, so I thought this is something I'm going to enjoy to do. But it definitely was challenging. And to be honest, at that time, I wanted to be a psychotherapist for adults. It wasn't right. My intent to create a job working with children. So that one phone call literally changed my life. So I've been working with children with autism close to 20 years now.
Right.
So that's how it started.
That's fantastic. So in going through your career as you've done, what have you been most encouraged by? What's been the most fun aspect of what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, for me, I love being with children because you never know what they're going to say. I find children to be a lot of fun. They bring so much, you know, happiness into your life. What I love to do is I love to bring a child from not being able to read to reading. That makes me beyond happy. So I love watching children learn. I love to also try to figure out how do I get them from point A to point B. And children with autism, they don't necessarily have the same kind of developmental patterns as neurotypical children. So it's always a challenge to figure out what's going to work. And I like to use my brain and try to figure out what's going to get this child to go from point A to point B. So I like the challenge of that too. And I like to go on the journey with the child of discovering and growing. And I just, it's very intimate when you're working with the child that way and with the family that way. So I enjoy many, many different aspects of it. I enjoy the intellectual part of it. I enjoy the emotional part of it, going along the journey with the families and with the kids. And I just love watching the children grow.
Gosh, that must be the most fulfilling and rewarding job anybody could possibly have, where you see children blossom.
Oh, yes. And since I've been doing it for so long now, a lot of the kids I've worked with over the years are now in college or they're in high school. And to be able to see them really grow into young adults has been amazing.
That's
that part
fantastic.
Has made me really happy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was thinking about it the other day. I don't have, none of my days are ever the same because it's always different. And I like that. I love waking up and not knowing what the children are going to say, you know, or what's going to happen. So it's a lot of fun.
That's great. And so now, after having worked with children one-on-one in, you know, face-to-face, now you're embarking on something that is truly exciting that's going to take that benefit to a much, much wider audience. We'll get into that in a little bit. But in the meanwhile, We have a minute before we go into the break. So based on what you've seen and how you've grown so far, Sandra, what advice would you give to somebody that is starting out as probably a trainee therapist or somebody looking to do what you've done? What kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, you know, keep an open mind. I think when I see other therapists that work with children, a lot of times they see the child as a diagnosis. And I would say that's the number one thing you should not do. You should see the child for who they are first. Any kind of diagnosis is secondary. You need to see who the child really is. And also it's important to see how the family dynamics work, because if you don't see how the natural family dynamics work, you're not going to be able to provide effective advice. And just to have fun and to know that there are going to be some hard days. It's a, you know, it can sometimes be, it's not linear. It's not always linear. And just to accept that as well.
Great.
But I would say overall, just to have fun.
That's good advice. Okay. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll have more of a conversation with Imran and with Sandra. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect. When we return.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
In 500 yards, CPA Way will be on your right. You have reached your destination.
On the interstate of internet marketing, CPA Way helps you monetize the way, no matter which direction you're heading. CPA Way is your route to low-risk revenue. Advertisers, we have paved the way to delivering revenue channels that will meet and exceed your expectations. Publishers, we monitor and manage your campaigns to bring you the most revenue possible. Publishers can feel secure to leverage direct offers, while advertisers can find safety offering their most valued campaigns. The road to trust, respect, integrity, and honor is just ahead at CPAway.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Get addicted. Get ahead.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. And today on Entrepreneur Effect, we're chatting with Imran Sadiq and Sandra Arnson. And they have quite diverse backgrounds, very different approaches and very different pathways to success, but both of them are very successful people. And shortly you'll discover why we have both of them on the show today. But let's continue with understanding a little bit about what they've gone through and what challenges they faced and how they achieved the successes they have. So Imran, in your sort of road to success from the time you quit being a solicitor to the success you have as an internet marketer today, what have been the greatest challenges that you've had to overcome?
I think the market in which we have operated has been very dynamic. It's changed very frequently, and you know, often in the internet space, you know, trends can occur very quickly and develop very rapidly. And I think it's an ability to constantly stay ahead of the market, you know, to create new opportunities and exploit them at the best times. And timing, I think, is absolutely critical in the internet space. And you know, it's an ability to really manage that on a day-to-day basis, and kind of, you know, often it's quite difficult to actually map out your year ahead, because you know we've often specialized in things like product launches, and you can launch a product and it might not go particularly well, for example, and say you put a lot of time into, you know, gearing around that huge kind of launch, but it's kind of having that backup plan and looking at it as a long-term process and constantly kind of evolving to stay in touch with how things are changing so rapidly online. It's not difficult. It's not particularly easy, because you have different pressures on you within an online business than you might with, say, an offline business where, you know, say, for example, you're selling a particular product, you know exactly what your stock is. You know, you can predict demand for quite a significant length of time. So, you know, often the market changes quite remarkably, sometimes from week to week, within certain niches. And it's an ability to kind of ride out the rough parts and kind of, you know, come out strong over an extended period of time.
Right. And so, Sandra, in your experience, what have been your big challenges?
For my experience, I would say early on, I worked at a school, and I had a very different philosophy from the owners of the school, and so that was difficult for me to work within that. That kind of agency where they saw the children primarily as a diagnosis. I remember, sure, I was working with children and teaching them pre-writing skills. And someone came in and said, "Why are you teaching them how to write? They're never going to be able to write." And my response was, "You hired me to be a teacher. It's my job to teach." So, so that really, truly, out of these 20 years, was my biggest, most difficult challenge that I had. And very soon after, I went out on my own. And I think because I've gone out on my own, I haven't had anything horrifying that I've had to deal with. Everything else I've been able to manage.
That's fantastic. So it's wonderful that you've actually realized your ambitions, and you're fulfilled as you've struck out on your own. So now let's come to the key topic, which is what is it that the two of you are doing together, Imran and Sandra? What sort of business enterprise are you embarking upon now? Imran?
Happily take this one. Basically, you know, we do come from very diverse backgrounds, but often online, you know, the best partnerships are formed from, you know, people coming from very varied backgrounds. Or where we found, you know, a particular need for our varied skill set is Sandra. You know, she's a real specialist, 20 years of experience in an area, you know, that's huge, really. And what we found is that really in the online space, there aren't really many solutions, you know, for the kind of people that Sandra normally helps in the offline world. And what we are looking to create is a product that basically taps into that need and helps people who, you know, can't necessarily afford to say, you know, seek the help of, say, a professional therapist, because, you know, not everybody is within that income bracket, and to provide them with a quality, affordable product and solution which can, you know, guide them. You know, it's more than simply kind of, you know, Sandra writing a book, for example, and us kind of launching that into the market. What we're actually looking to provide is a very interactive service where we can provide support for people, you know, who are facing a lot of difficulty in their life and, you know, may not have the means to really address that. So we're looking to give them something that, you know, they can use as a support and an ongoing support to help them in a difficult journey.
Wow. So what's your, if I understand you correctly, so you and Sandra are collaborating on creating a product which is aimed at providing help to parents of autistic children. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's not just parents, you know, primarily geared at parents, but, you know, anybody who, you know, may have, you know, within their family may have a child with autism. So even grandparents, you know, for example, but, you know, anybody who's looking for guidance and help, you know, it is primarily focused at parents, of course.
That's great.
And it's good for anyone that's interacting with the child, like if a family has a nanny or if there's, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, you know, even for teachers who are first beginning and getting into the field, it would probably be a really nice way for them to understand, you know, what this process is about.
Absolutely. So that's great. So we're gonna explore more about that in a little bit. We'll take a short break for commercial, and we'll be right back and continue our conversation with Sandra and Imran. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
On the road, on the boat, working out, or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone. As well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
Warning! Listening to WebmasterRadio.fm daily may cause webmaster insomnia and an increase in your company's profits.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Stay up with us all night long.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're talking to Imran Sadiq and Sandra Arnson, who are working together to create a product aimed at people who have autistic children in their families or people that have autistic children in their lives, helping them cope better, helping them be more successful. That is really a fascinating topic, guys, and it is so wonderful to see that you're both working together and doing that. It would seem as if it's a perfect team. It's the dream team, because combining Imran's significant experience in internet marketing with Sandra's experience in actually working with children and her qualifications, this sounds like an absolute perfect match. How are you reaching out to potential clients or potential people that might be using, might be in the market for such a product?
Well, principally, of course, it's an online product. Everything is delivered digitally. And we're actually looking to launch the product on ClickBank, which, you know, has probably the largest affiliate network in the entire online space. Just to expand on that, we are looking to kind of get the word out there through affiliates, really. It's what I've had a lot of success with in the past. And, you know, it's amazing how you can actually drive so much traffic, so many people to our site, which, by the way, we call the ultimate autism solution. You know, we're looking to drive a vast amount of affiliate traffic, really, through the site. And I've kind of had, like, you know, proven, tested methods over the years. You know, often started with a product like this in a very different niche. For example, you know, I've worked extensively in the Forex niche, and I have no actual background in Forex. But, you know, combining my expertise with the expertise of, you know, people who, you know, have traded for so many years, we're able to kind of tap into affiliate networks like ClickBank in particular, and generate a lot of traffic to the website.
That's fantastic. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners are affiliates and would be interested in promoting the product, because this is so unique and it's got such qualified people behind it. But also, equally, I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably have somebody in their lives, maybe a child or a niece or a nephew, that may be affected by autism, and I'm sure they would be very interested in finding out more. So the site that you mentioned that they can go to is the Ultimate Autism Solution. Is that right?
That's correct. It's .com, ultimateautismsolution.com, and we actually have a page set up for any potential affiliates, you know, who might be interested in this, which is simply ultimateautismsolution.com/affiliates.html.
Fantastic, good deal. And Sandra, as you've been working on this project with Imran, I'm sure you know you've infused into the project a lot of the experiences that you've had working with children face to face. Is there a story of something that you've experienced with a child, or something that might be interesting for our audience that you'd like to share?
Well, I can think of one particular child that who's now in college. When I first started working with him, he was 4 years old. And at that time, he was very echolalic, which means he would just repeat back scripts. If you were to ask him, do you like the beach? Instead of saying, yes, I like the beach, it's so much fun, he would say, do you like the beach? So at that time, you know, he had challenges, you know, in terms of communicating, behavior. He put everything on top of his head. Everything would go on top of his head. So we had a lot to work on. And over the years, just watching him just become this independent, very intelligent young man who is off in college on his own right now has been priceless. It's been such a rewarding experience for me to see him go through this process, and to be part of the process has been, for me, it's been like a blessing. It's been a journey. I love to be part of, you know, the discovery of when, you know, everything kind of unfolds, and you never know what's going to happen with a child from early on to when they're older. So I always tell parents, because a lot of times when I work with parents, when they first receive the diagnosis, many of them are, you know, discouraged, or they feel really frightened about their child's future. And I always tell them that there is hope. We can always work together very closely, and that you never know what's going to happen with time and maturation, you know, neurological maturation. And that it's so important just to be your child's, you know, ultimate cheerleader, just to cheer them on. And I feel that children and, you know, families, they can really feel how authentic you are in your in your passion in working with them. And I feel that the work that I do with the kids, I know for me, for example, when I was in school, if I really liked a professor, I would work extra hard. So whenever I work with any of the children I work with, I really focus on my relationship, my bond with them. And I think a lot of times that gets overlooked, which I think is unfortunate, because I think if you are able to create a strong bond with a child, they feel that. They will feel that you're really there to support them. So for me, I love that. So that is one story that I like, because, you know, from a little boy, you know, just, you know, mimicking TV shows to now being off in college on his own across the country, completely independent. It's been amazing.
Absolutely. That is incredible. It's amazing that you've been able to bring about such a change. And it's got to be so rewarding, not just for the boy himself, but, you know, for his parents and everybody around him, his loved ones, and for you. And to think that you and Imran are now going to take this product and bring this kind of happiness and this kind of improvement to a whole lot of other people's lives, I think that is tremendous. And we'd love to support you in every way we can. I would strongly encourage our audience listening to promote the product. Go check it out at the ultimateautismsolution.com and learn more about this this very difficult condition that a lot of children have to deal with, and the fantastic hope and benefit that Sandra and Imran's product is going to be able to bring to them. So that brings us to the end of our session, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, and be sure to listen in. And the show airs Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, and will be available on iTunes as a podcast shortly thereafter. So thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.